what happens if the message is more important than the production? The message is so much more important than the production. What if I just acted as if the message was the most important thing? I'm officially the pastor of the Fourth Church of the Holy Goldfish. It's a joke that keeps on giving, but it really is about taking responsibility for your own spiritual journey. And I thought, I'll just admit to what it is. It's going to be a raggedy podcast, and I'm not going to probably do production and a whole lot of editing. And so there'll be background noise and technical difficulties. But at the core of what my work is about is, how do we connect with our heart and with our passions and do the healing work so that we can live differently in a way that feels loving and life embracing? And that's important to me. And that's something I'm passionate about. Like many things that have started in my life, I decided to do a thing called the Holy Goldfish Commentary. It will be a raggedy podcast production. I hope you'll come along the journey. Who knows where it'll take me?
So I have this butcher block, and we're like old friends. We go way back. One of the things I delight in is scavenger hunting. Thrift stores, and back in the days it used to be Freecycle. I'm always game for a good adventure. And on one such adventurous day, back at that time it would have been on Freecycle, someone posted an old raggedy kitchen cabinet. Now, it wasn't just an ordinary raggedy kitchen cabinet. It was a cabinet base that had attached to it an old-fashioned 2-inch thick slab butcher block counter. I was sold. I responded. There wasn't the instant messaging kind of option back then. You sent an email to the person and hoped that you were first in line, and I was, as I was on so many other instances. I went and I took the kitchen counter with this attached, and I knew immediately that that counter was worthless, but the top was the prize. And so I discarded the base after I dismantled it from the butcher block. I sanded that butcher block down. I oiled that butcher block. And not too long after that, on Freecycle as well, someone had a metal cart that had no top, but it had wheels on it. And I thought, that's the perfect base for this butcher block. And I went and bought a small container of paint and some spray paint. I spray painted the metal and painted the shelf on the bottom, and my butcher block fit on top just perfectly. And we've been together ever since. This adventure happened well over a decade ago, and it fueled or increased my passion for cooking. I like cooking, but even more so, I like chopping stuff. And since I've got this thing for butcher blocks, chopping stuff and butcher blocks just go hand in hand. Well, yesterday I had the opportunity to do lots of chopping. I did, for the first time actually, my first virtual cooking class. I've done a lot of food education, live cooking demonstrations at farmers market and other places, but this was a virtual kind of experience. And so I was doing it here at my place, and I knew I had all of the equipment to set it up and hoped that my technology worked, and it did. But my butcher block had kind of just been sitting off in the corner. It had a bucket of soil, potting soil. It had my container with seeds, all kinds of assortment of seeds in it. It had an extension cord, the TV that I never plug in, and a few other miscellaneous items. This is not just any butcher block. This is about a 4-foot slab of awesomeness. And so in preparation for this cooking class yesterday, I took everything off of my butcher block and cleaned it down so it'd be ready for lots of chopping. I put a tablecloth over the base so it looked a little bit fancy, dressed her up a little bit. And I spent about an hour and a half with a virtual audience from all the way around the world, chopping stuff. And before I did that, I realized that virtual cooking classes kind of have a downside because you cook all of this food and then who eats all of this stuff? And I was making 5 different varieties of summer salsas. And so I invited a few friends over for a chips and salsa party, and they came, joined in on the cooking class, and then stayed around, and we ate, and we ate, and we ate. But in preparation for them coming, and in preparation for this class, I made sure that I prepared a place for my friends. I made sure that I put plates on the table, and cutlery on the table, and some condiments that would go nicely with chips and salsa. I had some beverages laid out, and the chairs were ready for them to come and sit and enjoy. And we did. We ate, and we ate, and we talked, and we ate, and we talked, and we ate some more. Well, this evening, with my old friend cleaned off and ready, I started thinking about dinner, and my knives were clean and laying there on the butcher block. And as I started preparing dinner, it reminded me that this is something that excites me. Not just going and fixing something because you're hungry and you gotta eat, but actually taking time to prepare something intentionally, especially for someone that was important to me. And I realized I've been missing out on some things in life. I've been missing out on one of the things that I enjoy a whole lot, but I've been missing out on doing those special things for someone who's very special to me, myself. You see, one of the things I realized is I'm responsible for taking care of me and not just doing the minimum, but actually treating me like I love me. And this evening, as I started preparing my dinner, I thought about that. I thought about it as I chopped the ingredients for my meal, as I got out my plates, as I decided not to sit in my chair in front of my computer screen, like I would do on probably most evenings in the past few weeks. But instead, I put placemat on the table. I put my cutlery on the table and my glass stemware on the table too. I fixed my plate and arranged my food so that it was appealing to my eye. And I sat down at the table and had dinner and enjoyed the dinner that I had made for the special person in my life, me. And then as I went on with my evening, I thought about how many areas in my life I cut corners on showing me that I love me. And I thought, if I were taking care of someone else, what else would I do? And it was simple things like making my bath water. And instead of being distracted by my phone or Facebook or TikTok or even the book on tape, I decided to just relax and enjoy the bubbles. And then as I finished up my evening chores, I thought about what else I'd do for me. And so instead of waiting till in the morning to take the coffee grounds out of the coffee that were left over from this morning, I took them out this evening. And I filled up the water reservoir and I put new coffee in a new coffee filter and kind of said to myself in my mind, this is so you'll be ready in the morning. And I thought about how many times I cut corners on showing myself or acting in ways that show myself that I love me. And so, just like old friends do, my old friend, my butcher block, reminded me that I'm my first assignment. And taking care of me and showing me love is just as important as taking care of the other things and responsibilities and assignments in life. And so I was glad to have my old friend back, uncluttered and cleaned off, because it reminded me of what it feels like when I'm really doing the work of self-care, of taking care of me, and taking care of me as one of my first responsibilities. And so this evening, the lesson in reflection, or the reminder, came from my butcher block and my placemats. Taking care of me is important. Thanks for letting me share my commentary on life with you today. If you'd like to interact with me, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at Repioneering Church. I look forward to interacting with you soon.